how one company refused to let cyber attackers win. In March 2019, the day after Hilde Merete Askim was appointed CEO of Norsk Hydro, an aluminum and renewable energy production company that produces enough energy in Norway for 900,000 homes per day, she received a call at 4 a.m. "We are under a severe cyber attack. You have to come to work." Askim recalls a colleague on the other end of the line telling her, "This is not a drill." Critical infrastructure systems around the globe have become a favorite target of hacker organizations. Last May's attack on Colonial Pipeline, a major oil provider on the east coast of the U.S., showed not only how brittle corporate cybersecurity standards can be, but also that integral businesses can potentially be extorted into paying ransoms. Colonial Pipeline paid the attackers $4.4 million, though much of the money was later recovered by the U.S. government. But paying a ransom offers no assurance that a victim organization will regain access to their data or have their stolen data returned, says Eric Goldstein, Executive Assistant Director for Cybersecurity at the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the CISA, which assists companies caught up in ransomware incidents. Ransomware is a criminal economy, and as long as victims are paying ransom, we can expect these criminal groups to be further incentivized to conduct ongoing attacks. The attack against Hydro infected its global network of nearly 3,000 computers and encrypted key areas of the company's IT network. It stalled production in most of its manufacturing facilities. But paying the hackers to regain access could have left the company with a compromised system and receptive to another attack. "There was never the option to pay any ransom," says Askim. "So Hydro shut down its network and took up the task of removing the virus from the equation altogether."